Christians confirm that terrorists are rebuilding a network after the earthquake in Pakistan. Believers are helping children orphaned by AIDS in Zimbabwe, and short-term trips need you. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There have been reports that terrorists are causing trouble again in Pakistan's Kashmir region. We spoke to an InterServe partner working there about the reports. Because of the security concerns, we'll call him Michael. He says the quake zone was a well-known recruiting ground.
There has been a lot of damage done to the infrastructure for these people. Whole villages have been swept away where these religious parties held sway. So they are back there now seeking to regroup, retrain people, and especially trying to get a hold of the orphans so that they can brainwash them.
As for sharing their faith in Christ, Michael says,
now is the time to show them the Christian way of handling things. And through our practice, through the way we conduct ourselves, through the way we meet with the people, talk to them, listen to their stories, this is a time of gaining a hearing, gaining the right to be heard later on.
Meanwhile, Thursday is World AIDS Day. 15 million AIDS orphans are expected by 2015. That means the church needs to do something. That's exactly what Christian World Outreach is doing through their mobile orphanage in Zimbabwe. CWO's Greg Yoder says it's more like a foster care program.
We're not trying to bring children to a center and out of their communities, but be able to keep them in their communities. And so we go to them and try to work with school teachers and community leaders and churches in the community to care for children who've been orphaned by AIDS.
$21 a month supports a child in someone's home. Yoder says camps are also part of the program.
The camps are held for a couple of reasons. One is to introduce them to Christ and provide spiritual teaching. The other is to give them some counseling.
Many of the kids are coming to Christ, but so are the caregivers. Pray for more funding. You're listening to Mission Network News. This is the story of a ministry being harvested through tragedy. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says a partner in Indonesia may soon be able to air gospel programming on the radio in Aceh. That came as a result of their team's emergency medical help in the early days of the tsunami crisis.
In the past, that was an option that was closed, even though there were stations that were willing to consider it. There was concern that there might be a backlash, and at this point, at least in one area, the station is willing to go ahead and air programs, and it seems as if it may reflect a softening of opposition against the gospel.
Because the community trusted Christians, they started asking questions. DeYoung says that's a change of heart in this Muslim area.
It's a sign that even in a very hard place, in the midst of tragedy, there may be an outcome that has created a greater openness to the gospel and to Christians there in Indonesia.
Meanwhile, Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, needs your help. They're taking teams to Kazakhstan and Siberia to help in construction, health, and humanitarian work, but they need more people to go. 30 or more people are needed January 28 through February 11th in Siberia to help with a building repair construction project at an orphanage. They also need a pulmonologist. Another 15 people are needed in Kazakhstan for a humanitarian outreach to children. All of it's being done to share the gospel. December 3rd is the deadline. And while purpose-driven ministries has been popular in the United States, the principles are creating a stir in Europe. According to Purpose Driven, more than 2,000 churches throughout Europe have held 40 days of purpose campaigns. Many believe these campaigns will help the church not only grow in number, but reach out in evangelism. The most recent purpose-driven conference was held in England, where 30 countries were represented. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the latest MNN newsletter featuring stories on Hurricane Katrina, the Pakistan earthquake, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website at missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find podcasting, church bulletin inserts, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.